If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
John Williams here, and our number is 312-981-7200. Jody Zimbolo is here, the public events coordinator at the Chicago Botanic Garden, and she's brought with her Greg Goya, who is an Italian street artist. So first of all, Jody, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you.
Nice to see you. And Greg, welcome to Chicago and WGN Radio.
Thank you very much.
Have you been to Chicago before?
Oh, no. It's my second time I've been here. I've been here 1 month ago, something like that. But now everything is different because, you know, it's May, spring, and...
You picked a good time to be in Chicago. There's no bad time, but this is especially pretty right now. In fact, you've got a nice weekend. And you guys have events going on at the garden, and I want to talk about that. But just first of all, tell us what you do. Who are you?
Oh, I'm an Italian street artist, as you said, and I call my art fast art because it fastly emotion people. So that's the goal of my art, to make a huge and interactive installation that can bring out emotion from people.
How old are you?
I'm 26.
20. How long have you been doing this?
3 years right now.
3 years?
Yeah.
I thought it was longer than that because you really do have a body of work. You have over 1 million followers, right?
Yeah, I work a lot and I really love to make my art, so, you know.
Where did you get started? What was your inspiration? What was the first thing that you did?
My dream was always to become an artist. And at the beginning, I was a law student and I dropped out.
Law student.
Yeah, I dropped out school to become a full-time artist.
To break your parents' heart.
Exactly.
Go on.
Yeah. You know, my father is a lawyer, so I really break his heart. But now he's super happy about that because, you know, I'm following my dream.
Are you making a living at that? Can a person as a street artist make a living?
Yeah, of course. And it's very important to say that because, you know, many people doesn't follow the dreams to become artists just because of that. And I'm living by my own and I'm living by my heart, of course.
Is it because of your social media presence that you're able to monetize your art? How does one who...
Yeah, of course, social media are super important, but I think it's because of my heart, because of museum, galleries, and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I see. So you actually will have displays at places like the Chicago Botanic Garden, etc. Okay, so we need to talk just a little bit about your work. What is the street art that you do? Describe something that you've done.
Yeah, as I said, I call it fast art, and it's very important.
Fast art?
Yeah, fast art, because it fastly emotion people. And it is an hybrid between street art and performance art because the performance part of my art is super, super important. It interacts with people so people can write on the artworks and can say they can say what they feel.
So you're saying heart because a heart frequently appears in your art, but not always. I want to describe a couple of things you've done. You wrote in a crosswalk, on the white stripes of a crosswalk, the road is lava. So imagine you're going to cross Michigan Avenue, there's the white stripes, and you just walk, that's the side, that's the crosswalk. But on one of those stripes, the first one, it says the road is lava. Well, this is a game you play as kids. You're jumping up and down on the sofa and the chairs, and the rug is lava, so you can't touch the rug. Now, you did that with a crosswalk. And lo and behold, people are jumping from white stripe to white stripe. So it's a funny joke. It's art. But then it's interactive. People engage in it only for their own purpose. It's not to honor you. It's nobody's. There's no monetary exchange. I just thought that was so funny to watch the videos of all kinds of people now having a nice little hop across the... So thank you for that, right? That's
you're welcome.
That's your gift.
It was great for me to do it. So,
do you get in trouble? I mean, do you have to clear it with the city? Hey, I'm going to paint a crosswalk and write that on there?
No, it is still there, you know?
It's still there.
Yeah, and people still jump on the...
You have one that says, kiss me here. And what was that, just a circle? And then you wrote the word kiss me here?
Yeah, it is super, super simple. I paint a big heart and I wrote into the heart, kiss here, and people came and kissed each other. It was about spreading love in the street.
You have one that says dance here. What happens then?
it is super similar to the one with the kiss here, but people came into the circle and start dancing, and we put some music, and it was a sort of street party with everybody dancing inside the circle.
You put up what looks like a phone box, like an emergency phone call, and you can see the glass, and it would be, you know, it break glass if there's a fire or something like that. Yours says in case of broken heart, break glass. And then what do you put in the box?
I put a bottle of wine. Yeah, that was the joke.
One that made me laugh was you took an escalator, and as the escalator is descending down, you have on each of the descending steps a yellow dot, yellow dot. So here comes a row of yellow dots. What is at the bottom of the escalator?
Oh, there was the Pac-Man. So the points step by step, they fall into the Pac-Man, and it was super funny.
It looks like he's eating all of the things, yeah. Just like when you play the game. So do you wake up in the middle of the night and go, hot damn, I got one. Yeah. Do they just come to you out of the blue?
Yeah, that's basically my job, yeah. Yeah, I wake up with an idea, and then I did.
So how did you find out about this guy?
So we had a consulting company that we have been working with on some brainstorming some new ideas. And Greg's name came up, and we were looking at his videos and like, wow, this would be really something unique to bring to the garden.
Yeah.
Something different that, you know, we've not done before, you know, and really thinking outside the box.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, this isn't what I would imagine a botanic garden
right.
would do, right?
Right. And so, like Greg said, he came here about a month or so ago and walked around the garden and was really inspired, you know, by the nature and changing seasons and, you know, thinking of, you know, how love changes, you know, from different seasons. And so then came back and proposed these three installations. And it was like, wow, this is really neat. And I think people are really going to enjoy it and really find it a beautiful setting at the garden to interact with his pieces, and it really makes sense. So it was a great way that it came to be.
So the installation is at the Chicago Botanic Garden now, and how long are these things going to be there? Mm-hmm.
So he's already done one, correct, on May 10th,
right.
The Globe. And he does those, and it's like a three-hour time period where Greg is on site doing that. And right now that particular one is in our greenhouse gallery.
The Globe.
And will be there, yes, until the end of September.
Describe then, the Globe, mm-hmm. Let's just before we move on to the
sure.
new ones, the one that just happened this weekend then, what was that?
Mm-hmm. So that was the Globe, and Greg, do you want to describe that a little bit? I think you do.
Oh, yeah, of course. It is a huge globe, and it is fulfilled by stamps, and people can answer to a question inside the stamps, writing inside the stamps. And the question is, where do you truly feel at home? So people were writing, where do they truly feel at home? And we are not talking about an home like a physical place, but also about something that is very emotional, so an emotional place.
So where did people write that they feel at home?
As you can see in the social media, because we just posted mm-hmm. the video, people write about their family. People write about a moment that is special for them and where they can really feel at home.
Yeah.
Do people arrive for the purpose of doing that, or do they just happen to be at the Botanic Garden?
It was both. So we did, we posted beforehand, and Greg posted beforehand as well, and come to find out, a lot of his 1.3 million followers reside around here. So people did come to the garden just for that, but also it was a beautiful day, and a lot of people stopped and were really interested.
I wonder if they knew what the prompt was going to be, or did you tell them in advance, here we're going to ask mm-hmm. you, where do you feel most at home, or just Greg Goya is going to be here, come see him do his thing? What did you tell the people?
We teased it a little bit, kind of talked about the globe and about home, but not the actual prompt.
No.
And how many people put down something? How many do you have
gosh.
A count? Hundreds and hundreds, I guess?
Yeah, I would say a few hundred, for sure.
And so now that is still on display, mm-hmm. and you can kind of get a feeling about in my child's arms or at work or at home or wherever, at the playground, wherever people feel at home.
Yes.
Wrigley Field, whatever.
For sure, yeah. For example, I put Michigan on a lake with my family. That's where I feel most at home.
Yeah, right, so, right. That's thoughtful.
Mm-hmm. And so we have two more that will be coming up Wednesday on the 14th and then on Saturday. And so those two as well begin at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. And Greg will be at both of those interacting with the public and asking questions for them to participate in.
On May 17th, a bell-shaped wrought ironed gazebo.
Yes.
I'm trying to figure out what that means. I know what a gazebo is,
mm-hmm.
right? That's
yes.
a superstructure overhead.
Uh-huh.
But it's shaped like a bell filled with writable and detachable padlocks. Oh, padlocks, and I can write on them somehow?
Mm-hmm. You write on the padlock.
Featuring the call to action, when did you realize it was forever? Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it is about forever love. So, you know, the final stage of love, the final season, when you understand that with somebody, you will be forever. And people will write on the padlocks, as you said, about the moment, the precise moment when they understand, okay, it will be forever.
It's funny you say that because I would imagine, I suspect our listeners right now are thinking, well, if you are fortunate enough to have somebody who you love and have loved for a long time, when did you realize it was forever? Mm-hmm. And I have an answer just like that. And it's not, you know, the surf crashing on the ocean with the sun setting. It was nothing magical like that. Mm-hmm. It was the most ordinary of moments. And my then girlfriend just was doing the most simple thing. And I just went, oh, I want to spend my life with this person. I won't even tell you what the moment is. Maybe I'll keep that to myself. But it's, I suppose you suspect that people will have magnificent moments and very ordinary ones too, right?
Mm-hmm. No, you know what? Every time the most beautiful answers are about ordinary moment. So a moment when there is nothing that is magnificent, as you said, but something that is ordinary, but super important only for you.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have an answer to that question, too? Do you have an answer to that question, too?
Not yet, but I hope I will be.
You're a good-looking 26-year-old Italian famous artist with a million followers. I would imagine you have every opportunity for love, and here you are sort of this guru of love around the world, but you're unattached right now? Is that true or no?
No, I can say.
Fair enough. But really, so what makes you think you have the wherewithal to tell people about love, right? I mean, that is kind of your theme, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is one of the most important topic of my heart because I think that it is one of the most important topic in life in general.
Yeah.
And that's very important because usually people think that my audience is very young, but it's not. My audience is very universal, you know. It can be from 20 to 90 without problems.
Oh, I'm sure.
People will fall in love until they die.
Yeah.
They were born loving somebody. They will love somebody during their life, and they will die loving somebody. That's all.
Well, I appreciate you coming by. We appreciate you coming to Chicago. We appreciate the imagination of the Chicago Botanic Garden to say, rather than just this great place where we have orchids and we have pumpkins and we have an amazing light show during the holidays, but now here in the spring, and what are we calling this show or display?
Well, it's Italian. The Ovazza,
yeah,
so,
the full name is Le Stagioni dell'Amore.
Right, yeah. That's how you say it.
Yes,
that's not how we're going to say it. La Stagione dell'Amore.
Exactly. Yeah.
And
that's the correct pronoun.
The stage of love or the love
yeah,
stage?
Yeah, the stage of love.
The
yeah.
stage of love.
Or the season of love, something like that.
Got it.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
we want to play with the topic of the nature. So.
Yes.
So then how do we go or do? Do we have to buy tickets in advance or what do
it
we
is,
do?
It is, you come to the garden as usual. So it's if you're a member, you get in for free. If you're a non-member, you pay for parking and purchase admission. But you can go to chicagobotanic.org/Goya, G-O-Y-A, to find out the dates and times that he will be there and all the other information that you need.
And that's the namesake, Greg Goya in our studio, the Italian street artist. Google his videos, follow him on social media, and check it out at the Chicago Botanic Garden. Both of you, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you very much.
Another one of Greg's displays or installations, if you will, of his street art You know how you sometimes see a garbage can along the parkway or whatever? He then put the garbage can and then erected a backboard behind the garbage can and then taped or painted a free throw line and all the spots where the players would stand. And then lo and behold, then you sit back and watch the art happen, the interactive art, the participatory art. And then people would come by and rather than dropping their, you know, can or their balled up wad of paper or whatever, their little bag, they would then go to the free throw line and dutifully shoot the free throw, bounce it off the backboard through the hoop and into the garbage can. And now putting away the garbage was fun. And it just makes you smile. I don't know that that's love-centric, but it sure is fun and it's imaginative. Greg Goya, G-O-Y-A.